You're listening to
The Marne Report.
Hey, Fort Stewart and the Hunter Army Airfield. We're back with another edition of The Marne Report with your host, Kelsey Stieber. Today, I'm joined by our special guest, who is all about Marne Week, for 3rd Infantry Division, Major James McLean. Thank you for coming, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
So first, can you give our audience a little bit of background on what you do for the 3rd Infantry Division?
Yeah, so I'm the Protection Chief for 3rd Infantry Division. I'm the EOD officer. So right now we're just working a couple special projects and ensuring that all the Seaburn section and training happens for the division.
Awesome. Great. Thank you. And so now Marne Week is, you know, right around the corner. But for those who are not familiar with this week on Fort Stewart, what can you tell them about it?
Yes. Yeah, so we kind of culminate in the celebrating the birthday of the Marne Division. And we come together just for some esprit de corps for the units to come together and compete, as well as celebrate the Marne Division birthday. And it all culminates with the Soldiers' Ball.
So with everything going on in the Army and military, you know, nothing's done without an end goal. What is the purpose behind Marne Week?
Yes, so the purpose of Marne Week is just allow the soldiers to kind of decompress, come together to compete, have that esprit de corps just to kind of unite the division again, but also see in a competitive sense who is the best unit on Fort Stewart.
So there's a lot of competitions going on. What are some of the activities that you could see happen throughout Marne Week?
Absolutely. Well, a big focus this year from Marne 7 and the CG was to ensure we include families more in the events that are happening this year. So all of the events currently, minus the stress shoot, the boxing, combatives, are open to the families. So that was one of the biggest takeaways. We want to make sure families have the opportunity to compete this year. So to start off Marne Week, we have the division run. We highly encourage the families to come out because the brigades with the most amount of folks in their cheering sections will be able to gain points for Marne Week. So the division run will be setting the stage and the start of Marne Week. After that, we'll have a lot of competitive sports such as flag football, the Marne Mutter, dodgeball, kickball, stress shoot, a lot of other, a lot of intramural sport type sports will be happening this week.
For families and children, how exactly or which events can they participate in this year?
Okay, yes. So all the events are open to families this year, minus the division run, combatives, boxing, and the stress shoot, just because that's a little bit more high risk. And we want to make sure that everything's done in a safe manner. But there's three specific events I want to highlight for the spouses. One being kickball, which has been a historical event that the spouses have participated in. This year we're adding pickleball. So pickleball is going to be beside Newman Gym. We're going to be taping off the tennis court, so we'll be able to have a good tournament there. And also Bunko. Bunko is going to be hosted at the USO this year. With 12 tables, so 48 can participate, and we encourage all the spouses to come out and participate in those events. But like I said earlier, all the events are open to families for children ages 16 and up.
All right, awesome. And this week is all about friendly competition, obviously. How can people keep up with the competition?
Absolutely. So at the end of each day, those sports that are generating points for the brigades will be produced to the division, and the PAO team actually plans to put that on social media each night so all the brigades can see where they stand.
And then what kind of does the winner get out of this?
So the coveted Marne Cup will be issued at the closing ceremony on Thursday at 3 o'clock p.m. At the conclusion of Marne Week, all the points are tallied up, and the brigade with the most points earns the coveted Marne Cup.
So your role sounds like it can be fun and stressful when it comes to Marne Week. What would you say that your role is like?
So my main focus is to ensure that soldiers and families are having fun and ensuring that it's done in a safe manner. All these events are taking place at a lot at the same time, so just ensuring that the soldiers are allowed to compete in what they want to compete in, and providing the opportunities for those soldiers to compete in those sports.
And we've talked about families a lot. How is the best way to get that information for them to show up to the events?
Okay, so the senior FRG it will be passing down some information through our Marne Week flyer. You should be seeing Marne Week flyers posted across the post with a QR code that, easy enough, you can click the QR code and it shows a list of all the events that are taking place and how you can sign up.
To switch over to some personal questions,
yes.
What is your favorite event or memory from a past Marne Week?
Okay, so this is actually my first Marne Week I'm actually participating in. Funny enough, I'm the lead planner for it. So right now I've heard that the bed race is probably one of the biggest highlighted events. Marne 7 likes this event because just the innovativeness with the units building their beds and being able to compete and bringing all those pieces across the finish line towards the end, it can be quite hysterical.
All right, awesome. That's a good one. I'm very interested to learn what that race is. Is there anything else you would like to add or share with our audience before we go?
Yes, so one of the highlighted events for this year is Marne Night. It's on the 18th and it starts at 1500, so 3 o'clock p.m. It is open for all the families of Fort Stewart. This event is going to house bounce houses, face painting stations. It are also going to have weapons displays for the kids to kind of see what their parents do when they go to work day in and day out. We're also going to have some other events and games tailored for adults. So we just want to make sure that everybody has fun from the kids all the way up to the adults. And then at the end of that night, we'll be hosting the boxing fight night. So you'll be able to see your soldiers compete across the brigades to see who the best fighter is.
All right, thank you. I know I'm excited for Marne Week now, and I hope our audience is too. To our Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield community, come on out and enjoy the festivities. It has been great talking with you, Major James McLean. I'm Kelsey Stieber, and that concludes this episode of the Marne Report. See you next week.
The Digital Garrison app is your one-stop source for all things Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield. With the DG at your fingertips, you'll never miss out on upcoming events, installation updates, facility and gate information, weather, shopping, and so much more. Digital Garrison is free from your phone's app store. Download today.